Indiana is facing a skills gap in workers, and students are struggling in basic college classes. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Eric Weddle reports, a new law intends to boost students' vocational and academic skills by creating more ways to graduate high school.
Rosalind Kowal is shaving a bit off the diameter of the metal project she's working on.
I'm just going to take a cut on this part, on the lathe, so I'm turning it.
Kowal is a 16-year-old senior at Ben Davis High School's Area 31 Career Center.
I'm in the shop for 3 hours a day, working with my hands, learning these applicable skills that I can use the rest of my life.
An early exposure to robotics led Kowal to the path of advanced manufacturing that she hopes leads to a career designing machines for the horticulture industry.
I've had like lashback from some people just because it's not a thing that everyone does, especially not a thing that everyone wants you to do. But I see the benefit of it and I really enjoy doing it. So,
when Kowal graduates next year, she'll have an academic and a technical honors diploma. And some state officials wish more students were like Kowal. A new law charged the State Board of Education with creating new graduation requirements that better prepare students for college or a job. A big reason for this, Indiana faces an increasing unmet skill requirement in workers, and nearly a quarter of students need remediation at college. State Board member Byron Ernest is leading a committee that aims to submit its plan to the full board in December.
The goal is to really close that gap between where they are at the point of coming out of school and getting them either employable, college ready, and that piece of it, or military, wherever, but really to close that gap.
That may sound simple, but it's far from it. Now, students take an end-of-course exam to qualify for graduation. The committee is weighing additional ways students can qualify, including the military entrance exam, the SAT, or earning an industry certificate. That could mean some students would take more rigorous academic courses, and other students would intern with local businesses. And business leader Bruce Watson of Fort Wayne Metals says a change would help the industry in Indiana. His company makes wires for medical devices and is growing up to 20% a year.
I have 14 facilities now, and I can't keep up. I can't hire people to maintain our growth. Part of the problem we see is the alternative and skills are not being offered in the primary schools.
But Principal David Mogwell from Napanee testified that those types of one-size-fits-all proposals make school leaders nervous.
Recognition of the regional needs should be a part of graduation pathways, but not limited to regional needs.
Back at Ben Davis High School, senior Rosalind Kowal was talking about the proposed graduation pathways with Patrick Biggerstaff. He's the director of career and technical education at Area 31. Biggerstaff says he can keep graduating students into high-demand jobs without new graduation pathways, but he says it's just becoming difficult to get his students into internships or on-the-job training.
You have Rex Nord, unfortunately, leaving town, Carriers going to management only. We have 1,000 students per grade at the high school. There aren't that many local employers.
For senior Kowal, the problem seems easy to fix. Expose elementary students to different careers, expose their parents too, and continue that until they reach high school. Then let them choose their own path.
I can go straight into the workforce. I can be making money now. So if I decide, hey, maybe this college thing isn't for me, I can be making money until I figure out what I want to do.
The Graduation Pathways Committee expects to release a draft proposal on October 10th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.